Shmuel Beis Perek Vav Pasuk Gimel. Sorry, we are going very slowly, only doing one pasuk a day so far, but these are really momentous events, and it's a tremendous haftarah to lane. I enjoy it greatly, and so I am a little too carried away, perhaps, and taking our time, but this is a really tremendous story, the story of the retrieval of the Aron, and then how great people make elementary mistakes that the Chazal say should not have been made. So the Aron is being brought back with fanfare and huge masses of people accompanying it. Vayarkivu es Aron Elokim el agoloch hadosha. Mistake number one. Huge mistake. They put the Aron of Hashem, the Ark of the Lord, the Ark of the Covenant, to ride. They mounted it upon a new wagon. Vayisauhu. And they carried it. But the problem is they weren't carrying it, they were transporting it. So the wagon carried it. Mibeis Avinadav asher b'Givah. From the house Avinadav that was in Givah, where the Aron was being kept at that time. Go back to Shmuel Aleph, when we first got it back after the debacle at Beit Shemesh. Ve'uza ve'achyo b'nei Avinadav nohagin esu agola chadosha. And Uza and Achya, sons of Avinadav, drove the new wagon, or were leading this new wagon that had the Aron on it. And maybe we'll do Pasuk Dalet, and then we'll combine Vayisa'u, so we'll do two Pesukim today. Vayisa'u mibeis Avinadav asher b'Givah im Aron ho'elokim. And they traveled, they transported it from the house of Avinadav that was in Givah, and proceeding directly with the Aron of Hashem, the Achyo holech lifnei ha'aron. And Achyo went in front of the Aron. So Avinadav was the one whose house the Aron had been staying at. And his two sons, Uzzah and Achyo, get positions of great honor as the Aron is transported because they were from that household and accompanied it from their father's house. Achyo guiding the oxen who were leading the wagon. And Uzzah, implicitly in the Pasuk Dalet, walking alongside the wagon. Why is he walking alongside the wagon? Apparently to guard it in case it tips over or anything unexpected happens. What, they didn't strap down the Aron, I guess? You couldn't get a couple of bungee cords? Shouldn't have gotten bungee cords. Shouldn't have been carrying it this way. This isn't how it should have been done. Now, Vayisauhu, some say doesn't mean the Aron itself, but also the chest sent by the Plishtim with all those statues of the hemorrhoids and the mice and everything in it, together with the Aron when they returned it. Because we said in Shmuel Aleph that that chest with the gold items, which they had offered as a guilt offering, had brought back with the Aron. And now, apparently, one of the readings of the Pasuk here says that there was a Sefer Torah resting on it. So they are doing something very, very wrong. So what is it that they are doing? So the first, most obvious, most clear mistake that, as I mentioned before, the Yerushalmi says that Achitofel should have been able to point out to anybody, but didn't, is the simple psukim, Bakosef Yisau, that the B'nai Kehas are supposed to bear the Aron on its poles, on its staves, on their shoulders. Never a wagon. Never putting it down in something. Now, out of respect for the Aron, they're using a brand new wagon that had never been used for any purpose of chulin. Like the Egla Rufa, it has to be Shalo Ola Aleha oil, that no yoke had ever gone on it. It had never been used for anything else. Some of the Mefarshim say that David had used it for other purposes before. But either way, using a wagon was a huge mistake. And as the Medrash, as Talmud Yerushalmi had said, even school children, even Tinoka Shel Beis Rabban knew this halacha. Some say it was the new wagon built by the Plishtim. So the Leviim used wagons for multiple purposes. If a wagon was used to transport the Shulchan, the next day it transported something else. So David said that the Aron shouldn't be transported in such a used wagon. Pre-owned is not what they want. You want a brand new one. But the Chazal learned from this, a halacha, that when a person is nifter, The body should not be passed from one bed to the next. It should be left on the bed from which its soul left this world. The same way, according to this reading, that the Aron was left on the wagon that the Plishtim had sent with it. Sorry, the neighbors are doing a little bit of power tool usage. Hopefully they're not building a wagon to carry anything. But David is making an enormous mistake here. It was supposed to be carried on shoulders, not on wagons. And David is going to be punished, although he won't be punished physically directly, but David's going to be punished because at one point, David says a quote. He says, all of his judgments were before me. I have it in front of me in English, not in Lashon Kodesh, I'm afraid, so I can't, I'll go check it out. But it was almost along the lines of David saying, I know all aspects of halacha. I've never not mastered some aspect of Torah. And Abbas Kol rings out and says, by your life, you think that you know it all, but you're going to make a mistake that even children would never make a mistake on. And that's brought in many places. So David had assumed that the requirement to carry Bakosef, to carry the Aron on one's shoulders, applied when it's being transported from its regular place, not when it's being brought from somewhere else. Others say he thought that because at the moment, according to some, the new Luchos weren't in there, only the fragments of the first Luchos, David thought you could put it on a wagon in such a situation. He thought that putting it on a wagon, it was only supposed to be on the shoulders for reasons, like being careful with it. But if we're careful with it on the wagon, then it's a greater Kiddush Hashem to do it that way, because it's reminding everybody about how the Plishtim had been punished. So we're going to show that we're doing it right. And most importantly, Kohanim that had tried to take it on their shoulders had been flung to the ground before. So David thought, oh, well, if they got flung to the ground, then it could be that they're not meant to do it now. Maybe that was only in the Midbar that they were supposed to carry it on their shoulders. So it's not entirely David's fault. It's not 1,000,000% clear to him that he is erring, that he is doing something wrong by putting it on a wagon. It seems to be a reasonable answer. But nevertheless, it was a major error. And so there were six. In these two psukim, Gimel and Dalet, there are six different averos that are identified by Chazal. Putting it on a wagon instead of putting it on their shoulders. Doing so deprives Levim of the opportunity to bear the Aron, which was a task that they were assigned and chosen for. Number three, Uzzah and Achio are leading the wagon. The Plishtim had left the cows to go in any direction they wanted, and they brought it straight to Beit Shemesh. But instead, Uzzah and Achio think, I'm going to improve things by being on top of it and by moving them. And then number four, Achio was walking in front of the wagon with his back towards the Aron. When it says, the Achio holeich lefnei ha'aron, that's an Avera. That's a problem. Number five, the joy that Klal Yisrael are doing was lacking. They played whatever instruments they chose. They didn't play the instruments that are mentioned in the Torah that they were supposed to be playing by the Levim. And finally, and this one is the most important because this is going to be the one that's going to cause trouble. The instruments thing is going to be pasuk hey, as we're going to see. But finally, instead of using sticks to position the Aron, they touched it with their bare hands. And that is not something you can do. And we'll see that with Uzzah coming up momentarily.